Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a calm night across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a mild breeze, while Jerusalem remains pleasantly warm. Haifa is clear under the night sky, a comfortable evening for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF strike on a Gaza hospital compound earlier today killed a Hamas commander. This commander was accused of planning attacks on Israeli troops and civilians. The military also reports another Hamas commander and a sniper were killed. Also, Ynet says Prime Minister Netanyahu condemned violence in the West Bank. Earlier this hour, he called for arrests after Israeli extremists caused unrest in Palestinian villages. He stated, "This violence obstructs IDF operations." Also this hour, a report from the Jerusalem Post confirms a significant Iranian threat led to Yair Netanyahu's emergency evacuation from the U.S. The Shin Bet verified this action earlier today. Separately, Israeli forces have killed three terrorists in the Jenin area, including a Hamas commander. According to JNS, this morning's operation targeted a network dismantled in Operation Iron Wall. And finally, JTA shares an untold story of El Al's resilience during wartime. The Israeli airline continued operations under the threat of bombs and airstrikes, as revealed by a supervisor. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, posted earlier today that Hakeem Jeffries, a top U.S. Democrat, condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism on CNN. Gideon Sa'ar, Israel's former justice minister, posted that the Netherlands will face expulsion from the Gaza support center in Kiryat Gat. This decision follows the Dutch parliament's ban on trading products from certain Israeli regions. Belaz News reported that Israel has expelled Dutch diplomats over this settlement ban. Dutch personnel have a week to leave, with the law taking effect on September 22nd. Now for more on those stories, starting with the strike on the Gaza hospital compound. The Times of Israel detailed that the unnamed Hamas commander was involved in planning attacks against Israelis. This strike comes just hours after tensions escalated due to recent hostilities. The move may heighten regional tensions further, impacting both military and civilian areas. Turning to the West Bank unrest, Ynet reports that Netanyahu's condemnation targets a small group of rioters, causing significant disruptions. He emphasized that such actions hinder military operations and harm relations with Palestinian communities. This unrest poses challenges to maintaining peace in the region. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reveals a major security scare involving Yair Netanyahu. The Shin Bet's confirmation of an Iranian threat led to his swift return from Florida. This incident underscores ongoing regional tensions and concerns over security threats. In a related development, JNS highlights the killing of three terrorists in Jenin, including a notable Hamas commander. This operation took place this morning as part of ongoing efforts to dismantle terrorist networks. These actions reflect Israel's continued focus on countering threats from militant groups. Finally, JTA shares insights into El Al's operations during wartime. Despite the risks, the airline's resilience ensured continued connectivity. This narrative offers a glimpse into the challenges faced by those ensuring essential services during conflicts. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that authorities found 1.2 tons of unlicensed meat in a northern butcher shop. This discovery comes as demand surges before Rosh Hashanah, raising concerns about food safety. Separately, Globes notes that Nvidia strengthens its position as Israel's most profitable company. The U.S. chip giant, following its Mellanox acquisition, is now focusing on integrating its divisions for greater efficiency. And finally, CTEC reviews a book on innovation emphasizing it as a necessity rather than a luxury. Ram Gev of Bank Hapoalim shares insights on staying competitive in a rapidly changing world. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.